Aufgabe 2.
Today we are welcoming Cameron Russell, a famous model who has worked for Victoria's Secret and Chanel and has been on the front cover of many fashion magazines. She will be giving honest answers to questions which teenagers have sent in to us. So the first question is, Cameron, how did you become a model?
Well, I've always said that a talent scout found me, but that's not quite the whole truth. The real reason why I became a model is because I've got the looks that magazines and social media promote. It's like winning the lottery. For the last few decades, we've been told that young, tall girls with slim figures and white skin are beautiful. I'm a successful model because I happen to look exactly like this. It's not that I tried hard to look the way I do.
There are a lot of young and pretty girls out there. What they would like to know is, can I be a model when I grow up?
What I would really like to say to these young girls is, why do you want to be a model? You could become the next president of the United States, or the managing director of H&M, or the next super designer. Saying that you want to be a model when you grow up is like saying that you want to win the jackpot when you grow up. But modeling is a career that is out of your control.
So you wouldn't recommend it?
No way. As a model, you are no longer in control of your own life. Every day, there is someone who tells you what to do. Every day, the media can decide that they don't like your looks anymore. My advice would be that you should really have something else that you are good at. You know, if you say that you've been a bank manager for 10 years, then everything's fine. People respect you. But if you have to say that you have been modeling underwear for 10 years, most people won't take you seriously.
I see. Let's move on to another topic. You look amazing on all the photos. Are they retouched?
Yeah, they pretty much use Photoshop to retouch all the photos. But that's not all. We also have professional stylists, hairstylists, makeup artists, photographers, and all of their assistants. The photos are not pictures of the real me. They are constructions. They always build an image.
So Cameron, to my last question, what is it like to be a model?
I think the answer that people are waiting to hear is, if you are a model, then you will be so happy and lead a fabulous life. Well, when I was preparing for this interview, I read an article about the body image of 13-year-old girls in the United States. 53% said they don't like their bodies, and this figure increases to 78% by the time they're 17. If girls really think that looking perfect will make them happier, then they just need to talk to a model who is even more beautiful than they are, and they will see that these girls feel just as insecure as they do. Models are probably the most physically insecure women on the planet. We are insecure because we always think about what we look like, and this every day.
Well, Cameron, thank you for being so open and honest. Is there one last piece of advice you'd like to give to our listeners?
Yes, there is. Looks aren't everything. Believe me, I'm a model.